Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Nah, it's high-speed tech news on Chai FM.
Good morning, Stephen Ambrose. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, and you?
Very well, thank you. Let's talk about Telkom. Telkom, they've definitely been recruiting in the community. You know, we see them outside the different butcheries, bakeries, and it's when at times where people are shopping, and they're kind of accosting them. You know, I actually saw a guy rugby tackle a woman, you know, and her six kids the other day, saying you have to sign up with Telkom. So tell us about this. They're offering free data.
Well, yes, Telkom have actually become extremely, I'm not going to use the word aggressive, but let's call it innovative.
Listen, tackling a woman with six children behind her, that's pretty aggressive.
No, the picture is just something. Anyway, I'm getting it out of my head, and we're talking about Telkom Lit. Basically, about a year or 18 months ago, Telkom introduced something that they called Freemi. So essentially what they, on mobile, what they offered you was a free, was a data package with free voice, free SMS, free Telkom calls, and all sorts of other things. But they focused their packages very clearly on data, and they were extremely well priced. And in the last year, 18 months, they've done very, very well with them. Well, what they announced last week was quite a logical progression. It's something I've actually seen around the world, so it's not unique, but it's clever. On any of their freemi packages, 2 gigs and above, you will get free music streaming. And what that means is that any Apple Music, iTunes, any one of the Google Music, Simfy, Anyway, any of these music services, if you use them and you're on a freemi 2 gig package, you do not pay for data. So the data on those things are completely and utterly free. And if you've got a freemi 5 gig package and above, you get an additional free streaming service. And that is if you sign up for Netflix, Showmax, YouTube, iTunes Movies, or DSTV Now, the DSTV streaming service, you do not pay for data. So you can stream all day long your music, your movies on those services and above, 2 gig, 5 gig, freemi packages and above, and you do not pay for data. And I trialed it briefly and at the launch, and it works perfectly. There's no data usage, and it actually is quite a big, because a music data streaming service can use anything up to 100 meg an hour. So 8 hours a day listening to music is 800 megs. That can eat up your data cap really quickly. And the same goes for streaming movies on your phone. But they actually took it a little further. So for all those guys being accosted with their fiber offering in the street, if you've got a 10 meg or above data package, so it doesn't matter if it's ADSL or fiber, if it's 10 meg and above, you get a little box from them which allows you to stream movies and music, and again, all unlimited, uncapped, and sort of affected. So it's very smart. It's basically what Telkom is saying is, we've got all this massive data capacity, and we're not going to charge you for your entertainment anymore. And I think it's a great move. I think it will definitely bring people back to Telkom for whatever reason.
Interesting. But of course, those T's and C's are that you have to sign up with the freemi. Stephen, that's where we leave it today. We'll catch up with you Thursday morning, 11 a.m. for Tech Talk with Stephen Ambrose. Thank you so much.